Welcome to a case study edition of The Drip, brought to you by Glytech. For today's case study podcast, we're discussing how Grady Health System overcame internal volatility to provide optimal glycemic care. And, you know, for you, the hospital leaders and clinicians listening, I want you to imagine a nurse at 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah, managing a crashing, really high acuity patient.
Right. And they are basically forced to do this complex insulin calculus on a piece of paper using a static protocol.
Which is, frankly, just terrifying.
Exactly. It's not just some outdated habit. It is a system engineered for failure. So today we are looking at the data to see how replacing that manual math with an FDA-cleared algorithm protects both patient safety and, well, hospital-wide ROI.
Yeah, I mean, it really requires a total shift in how we view clinical variation, because when you force staff to manage high-alert medications manually under pressure, you're actively generating clinical risk.
And looking at the 2015 baseline data from Grady Memorial, the numbers are pretty alarming.
Very alarming. I mean, Grady is a 400-bed safety net and teaching hospital.
Right, so constant resident and fellow rotations.
Exactly. Everyone brings a totally different level of endocrinology and critical care experience to the floor. So the paper protocols were just causing massive variation. They had a 37% hypoglycemia rate across all patients on insulin.
Wow, 37%. That is wild.
And four sentinel events.
Yeah.
You know, those severe preventable incidents that cause serious harm to a patient.
Right. So my first thought reading that was, you know, is this just a staffing issue? But honestly, with that much variation, it should really be viewed as a structural system failure.
Yeah.
It's like relying on manual workflows is just a liability wearing a lab coat.
That's a great way to put it. It is a structural flaw. Using manual sliding scale insulin it's like driving a car by only looking in the rearview mirror.
You're just reacting to where the blood sugar was, right?
Exactly, not where it is going. Yeah. But when Grady implemented GluCommander, which is an FDA-cleared algorithm, it completely changed the mechanism of care.
Because it takes that math away from the bedside entirely.
Right. Instead of a nurse looking at a paper chart and guessing the trajectory, the algorithm factors in the velocity of the glucose change. It's doing dynamic calculus to adjust dosing in real time.
Okay, but does a theoretical software fix actually translate to safer outcomes for you in a real high turnover environment?
Oh, the turnaround data is stark. Because the algorithm standardizes the protocol, incidences of blood glucose dropping below 70 milligrams per deciliter plummeted. It went from 2.44% down to just 0.31%.
That is a massive drop.
Yeah, and for the critical drops, blood glucose falling below 40 milligrams per deciliter, that rate fell to a near 0.01%. And post-implementation, Grady recorded zero sentinel events.
Zero. Wow. But, you know, a localized clinical win is impressive, but translating that to the operational bottom line is where a lot of these initiatives just stall out.
Right. Executives want to see the broader impact.
Exactly. But stabilizing patients actually creates this operational ripple effect. Like, look at the early days of COVID. Because the algorithm safely stabilized patients, Grady could transition to two-hour glucose checks.
Which fundamentally alters the hospital's operational footprint. I mean, nurses simply don't have to enter the rooms as often.
Right, which meant massive savings on PPE, lower exposure risk, and just way fewer workflow interruptions.
Yeah, that's a huge win for the staff.
And when you scale this up using broader framework data, the economic impact is just hard to ignore. Like, Advent Health documented a 75% reduction in first-time provider calls per patient day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and Riverside saw a 3.18-day average reduction in length of stay. That specific drop drove over $2.6 million in avoided costs. Stable glucose means patients get out of bed safely and sooner.
Right. And for the frontline clinician listening, here goes way beyond cost avoidance. Taking that cognitive burden of 2 a.m. insulin math off a nurse's plate, it actively prevents adverse drug events.
Absolutely.
We are talking about combating nurse burnout by giving them tools that actually support their clinical judgment instead of static charts that just, you know, compound decision fatigue.
But connecting this back to the executive strategy, this level of intelligent management is becoming a mandatory financial shield.
Because of CMS compliance, right?
Exactly. Severe glycemic events are now CMS hospital harm, ECQMs. Medicare is actively tracking these as electronic clinical quality measures.
Which means real financial risk.
Right. If your hospital isn't reporting these, or if the numbers slip, you risk forfeiting 25% of your Medicare payment update.
Wow. So the financial argument and the patient safety argument have entirely converged here.
They really have.
Yeah.
Which leaves you with a final provocative thought to mull over. If peer institutions are documenting the near elimination of severe hypoglycemia through dynamic calculation, At what point does a hospital's continued reliance on manual sliding scale insulin become an indefensible organizational risk?
That is the million-dollar question.
Thanks for joining us today on The Drip, a GlideTech podcast production. For the full white papers and case studies discussed today, visit GlideTech.com.